Are you almost ready? Let me.
Bechavod. 8 o'clock next week.
Give you permission?
Give you permission on the start. Parashat Vayeshev. The Torah introduces Yosef. So the first statement is this introduction. Yaakov loves Yosef. Torah says, "Kivens kudim ulo." An explanation. He looks like Yosef. He looks like Yosef. Yosef looks like Yaakov Avinu. So what does it mean? Because Yosef looks like Yaakov Avinu, then you have a right to love him. It's a sin. It's a major sin. You have 12 children. One looks like you. You love him more. This is Esther. And he said, I just don't believe this is Yaakov. Yaakov is smart enough not to love somebody, to appreciate the children, because somebody looks like him. Just opposite. You have to love the other more, because others probably get insulted. Kivens kodim ulo, zibi konin domilo, says the Gemara, he looks like him. That's going past him, he makes him a garment. And then ignites the brothers hate Yosef, the jealous hate Yosef, hate Yosef. So then Torah tells us Yosef has a dream. The first dream is outside the field, puts stalks, put wheats together, and his stalk stands up and their stalk bow down. He comes and tells them in the morning, I dream about you. They can make them more angry. Because the last thing to do, if somebody doesn't like you, and the way the Torah describes it, don't even say hello to him. Don't say hello to him. They hate you. They're jealous of you. You come, it's not a dream about you. What? Did you bow down to me? It ignites, it produces more hatred. It's the last thing you should do. What do you think? You convinced them? You see what's not, Torah says, they hate him even more. Then he says, I another dream. Another dream, the stars, the sun, and the moon bow down to me. It's a fair. Says me. To his 11 brothers and Yaakov. What does it mean exactly? How come you're not even embarrassed to say such a thing? So omit your father. I don't understand. Do you respect for your father? You tell, and he's going to tell it to Yaakov also. With no shame. With no shame, you tell your father he had a dream that he bowed down to you. Something wrong with the person. Something wrong with the person. First of all, you shouldn't have such a dream. And if you had such a dream, you shouldn't have to tell it. Especially not to tell it to your father. Why you tell it to your father? If Shemat Abad, the Gemara says, the Torah says, the Gemara explains, that Yaakov is waiting. What are you waiting for? He's waiting to see his bow down to Yosef. What's wrong with you? Yaakov Avinu. We're not talking about a person, a regular father. This is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is waiting to bow down to Yosef. What does it mean exactly? Okay. Then the brother, they hate him. They're going to sell him. They get rid of him. The Gemara says that they saw him. They came to look for them. They sent some dogs. They said, Reuben Argeo, don't want to kill him. So they put him in the pit, torturing him, taking off his garment, hitting him. Disaster. Got down to Egypt. This was 2 weeks ago. Let's see Parshat Miketz. Yaakov Shiva Mitzrayim. Yaakov sees this. Yeshua in Mitzrayim, whatever it is. I think I should do it at 8 o'clock, maybe 7. The way I'm yawning over here.
7 in the morning.
Yeah. So the Torah tells us with the permission. Forgive me. to come down to Egypt. The brother come down to Egypt. Come to Egypt. So Yosef, they bring them to Yosef. Yosef, when he's HaKodesh, will figure out they're going to come down to purchase some grain. They entered, each one entered a different gate, and they were caught and they brought to Yosef. And Yosef said, you spies. You spies. I said, no, not spies, nothing. A little calm. And he said, well, let me tell you something. We were 12 brothers, and one disappeared. We have a father, and another one with him. And our brother is with our father. So Yosef says, you see, I told you you're spies. What did they say? I don't understand. You said I'm a spy. I said, I'm not a spy. I said, I have a father and a brother. I said, you see? Yosef said, Washa Mati Magli Maten. Put them in jail. Put him in jail? I don't understand you. What did they do? So he said, I'm a suspicious person? Okay, fine. And then because I said I have a father in Israel? So I emphasize, Yosef said it. I don't know if people explain this. But the text reads like this. Washa Mati. Put him in jail. Jail, okay, now. Go get Binyamin. Get Binyamin. So, first question is, so you see what I'm going to tell you. I says, listen, you know that your father loves Binyamin so much, so you go and you pretend they don't know you who you are. They don't know who you are. And they're going to take Binyamin. Someone's in jail. What's your father's going to feel? And Chacham Yitzchak didn't send any messages to his father. Email, text, WhatsApp. That he's alive. He was 22 years already. You know his father? No. Okay. Okay, so they come back. They go back and forth. Okay, let's do parasha. The parasha ends. He told the Menashe to put the cup in Binyamin's bag. He chases them when they leave the town, and he said, "Well, I took it." He said, "Okay, it's from Hashem. It's whole thing is a fake." But we're going to be slaves. He said, "No. Binyamin is going to be a slave." Told a story in the Torah. We know the whole thing is a fake thing anyway. The Gemara says in one version that you even told Yosef, one of your servants put the cup. But, you know, what can we do? I know. We were trapped. God found it. What's the idea of here? What's the idea? What do you want? Binyamin? Binyamin is going to be. Who is Eliyahu? So Binyamin is going to be my slave. Okay. So this is for Shabbat Hashem. And he says, listen. I can do it. I can't come back without Binyamin. I got it. Binyamin got it. I will have a bar. So Yachor Yosef itapek. I'll tell you a story. Yosef is going to cry now. He's going to reveal himself to his brother. Ani Yosef. I'm Yosef. Simple explanation. Yeah. He said, I'm Yosef. Simple explanation. Read the Torah. Yeah. So, Odavi Chai, is my father still alive? I'll ask. He just said that they just came from Israel. What do you mean? You think they got a text now? Did they just tell themselves? You know, you asked them before. And Yosef Achichem, then he continues, I'm the brother, you sold me Mitzrayma. It doesn't say you sold me to the Arabs, to the Ishmaelim, you sold me Mitzrayma to Egypt. So, okay. Don't worry about it. He said, listen, don't worry about it. So, don't worry about it? Why don't worry about it? Everything is from God. Is it from God? Nothing. What do you mean it's from God? Eating him, turning him to the pit, it's from God. Sending dogs to bite him, it's from God. He says, Hashem made it. It's Yosef. Let me tell you something. With all the respect, I know Yosef is a very special person, but you don't give a lecture like this. The whole thing is a shekel, the lecture. Hashem wants me to become the king of Egypt. I had to be in jail for 12 years for this. Hashem wanted Yosef to become a king. Hashem understands him. Zohar says, Yosef, one of the mistakes that he had, he told his brothers about the dream. Says as well, you should never tell dreams. Unless you know the person loves you very much, tell him the dream. Never. If Yosef would not have told the dream, Yosef would become a king, they would not have told him, and he would become the king. Become a king. How? You see, Hashem has its ways. And Yosef tells him, it's in the text, the Torah tells you. A dialogue between Yosef and his brothers. Again, you have to remember the Zohar says, Chas v'Shalom, the Torah tells you stories. But the dialogue is just a fake dialogue. It's impossible. You did everything for me, for my shame. Atem chashavtem l'ra, Hashem chashav l'tova, it's good, you see? Because of that, you became a king because they told you to become a king, because he was in jail for 12 years. Impossible. Now go quickly, get Yaakov down. And if Yaakov would stay over there, he's going to be very poor. He's going to be very poor, why is he mekubel? Yaakov is your father. Was it a joke or something? He gave instruction to his brothers, go quickly, says, quickly. And if it's going to be a famine in another 5 years, he says, and you're going to lose everything. Petit Varesh, nothing. You're going to go bankrupt. Chapter 7. Better come here right away. I will give you food. They say, talk to your father. You give food? Shame on you. And the Torah will say, yeah. Yaakov is going to come down, and Yosef is going to give them food. He's going to give you lechem if you are tough. Story in the Torah, embarrassment for Yosef, the way he talks. Shame, such respect to his father like this. Just it goes like this. You know, that's the secret of our life at the moment. You know, on Sukkot, Shanot, you say, Ani Vahu Oshiyana. Ani Vahu Oshiyana. Ani Vahu Oshiyana. Ani, me, Vahu, and him, Oshiyana, Oshana. So, it's Rashi and Tosfot, Masechet Sukkah, I believe page 45, maybe a mistake. I says, you know, Hashem redeemed us from Egypt with a certain window in Shamayim, and the window it says number 72. 72 is one of the names of Hashem, it has 72 letters. Appears in a secret way, Parshat B'Shalach, in 3 sentences, each sentence is 24 letters, and there's a certain combination that you make, a secret combination, and from that, from those 3 sentences in the Torah, 3 times 24 is 72, you have a 72 letter name of Hashem. The first name of Hashem from the 72 divide to groups, each group is 3 letters, is Vahu. Vav Hei Vav. Name number 37 is Ani. Aleph Minya. When you read in the Torah all the time, Ani, Mimi. The Torah has a lot of secrets in it, the whole Torah is secrets. Ani is one of the names of Hashem. And that why on Sukkot we see Oshanot, which is Ani, Vahu Oshiyana. Ani, who is Ani? Who is he? This is this name number 37 in the name of 72 letters. Vahu is the first name of 72 letters that appears. This is where do you get this Ani, Vahu? What's it? What's it mean? Oshana? What is Oshana? What is Oshana? So this verse says 2 sentences in Sefer Yechezkel. First sentence is in the beginning of the book. Vani betoch hagola, I am in exile. So remember, every time you see the word Ani in the Torah, it has to click something in your head, the sentence, the first chapter in Yecheskel we read on Shavuot, Yecheskel said, I am in exile. Tosafot said, no. It's true. Yecheskel, ani. But you don't understand what it means. It's not Yecheskel. It's the neshama of Yecheskel, the part of Hashem inside Yecheskel, he is in exile. That is what you have, ani vavosh, you are now. So God, you say, ani, what's ani? Ani, again, is number 37 name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the name of 72, and it means, I'm in exile. Vahu, that also a sentence in Yecheskel later, Vahu asur ba'azikim, he is prison in handcuffs. What it means of this? That even though they say Bet HaMikdash, Hashanah not, but it means until the Gula Shlema, it means Olam Haba, Bet HaMikdash is not destination. Destination is Mashiach, and after Mashiach is going to be the big day of judgment, and then it's going to be Olam Haba, until the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not accomplish what he wants to accomplish. And as the Gemara says, the Shekhinah is always so-called in exile. So after we did the golden calf, the whole thing tumbled down, and Hashem so-called is not delivering what he has. And as the Zohar says, Hashem never had in mind we should be with Tamigdash. Not the first, not the second. Certainly not the third one. Just because we did what we did, eventually we be with Tamigdash. This is why, don't pray to be with Tamigdash. The disaster. Pray Hashem should bring Bet HaMikdash down. This is the origin of the plan. As Rashi, that's what other Rishonim say a few times in Shas, twice in Shas. But this is the goal. The goal is not to be made for Mashiach to build it. Of course, if you're in a lower level, says as well, then Mashiach will bring Bet HaMikdash. It's not good for us. It's not good for us. Because it means that Hashem is not so called, is out. Right now, Aniva Roshiana. That's what it means. You have to know Hashem is in exile. Ani vahu ani Hashem. By the way, the Ari says the word Ani is abbreviation, really. The Ari says on Parshat Vayeshev, when Reuben came back to the pit, he couldn't find Yosef inside the pit. He said, Vani ana ani ba. He says, Ered inenu. Yosef is not here. Vani, Vani. Again. You read the Torah, you think you're going to talk about himself. No. Ari says, Ani is creation. El nekamot Hashem. Kel nekamot Hashem. You have to say El. Because it's... If the two beam and tell him, you have to say half a pasuk. Kel nekamot Hashem. Kel, Aleph, Lamed. First letter is Aleph. Nekamot, the first letter is Nun. Hashem is Yud, Kevavke is Yud. Ani. Reuben said, Ani, Ana, Liba, Ana, Kel nekamot ofia. That's the mizmor we said this morning. Tzadik Dalet. So Ani really is one of the names of Hashem they took us out of Egypt. But you should know that name also contain so-called negative side that Hashem takes revenge. Hashem is going to punish because so-called Hashem is in exile. So this is really the secret of the Shanot. Instead, it's a simple Kavanah. It's not the real Kavanah. The real Kavanah is even higher. But just on the surface, the person has to know what he says. It's Tosfot. It's not Zohar. It's not Kedvei Ari. Tosfot said, that's the Kavanah you should have. You shake the Lulav, you say Shana, you go around. The Torah, you should say, Aniva Wo, Shiana, you know, Aniva Wo, that's what it means. Have those two names in your head, it means Hashem is in exile. Hoshana says Hashem should so-called save himself, redeem himself. And here it goes. If you go back, it goes like this. Torah tells us, Pasha Tzach Lecha, that Hashem showed Abraham Avinu exile. We're going to be saved. Says the Gemara, one of the reasons, and Abraham was the age of 52, was the First World War. this First World War, Cold War, Avraham Avinu was able to overcome four kings, at least the people that used to live in Sdom. After the war, he meets the king of Sdom. The king of Sdom tells him, listen, give me back my people. Keep the fortune that you looted or you redeemed. Avraham said, I don't take nothing. Here, take the people and take the fortune. I don't take it. Says the Gemara, the reason why we went down to Egypt, why did Hashem say to Avraham Avinu at age 70 that your children are going to go to exile and they're going to be slaves, is because the language of the Gemara is Shifrish Ananashim Tachat Kanfei Ashkenah. He took people from under the wings of the Shekhinah. Wings, Shekhinah has wings. What does it mean? So the Gemara, similar explanation means like this. You should have not given back the people of Sdom back to the king of Sdom, because otherwise you would have kept them, you would have sent them to Yeshiva. So people would make them Baal Tshuva, and they would be good people. Eventually, you know what happened to Sdom Amora. Everybody went down the drain. And so whose fault is this? Avraham Avinu. So the Rabbi Bachai, it's not just that. Because those people were us, part of Am Yisrael. Those Dom, Dor Mabul, Dor Aflaga, all the three generations, read the parashat, Torah says, those are people from the flood, it's not them, it's we. We are the descendants or reincarnation of those people. It means Avraham Avinu took so-called Jewish people and he was able to bring them back to Tshuva, and he gave it back to the king of Sdom, and eventually all these people died. The Gemara says one version, they're not going to get up in Chatamitim. One version. Whose fault is Avraham Avinu? Says the Gemara, because Avraham did what he did, that's why Hashem told him, your children are going to end up being slaves in Egypt. But he says, do anything. Usually when Hashem punishes, it's for Midah connected Midah. We did something, Hashem does for you the same thing. What do you mean? I did not let people to go under the wings of the Shekhinah. Therefore, my children can end up in Egypt, in different country, in exile, 400 years, they'll some be slaves. What does it mean exactly? So remember the second sentence in the Torah, the wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flies over the water. First of creation, there was nothing, just water, the whole galaxy full of water. And Torah describes something. Torah says, this the wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flies over. Wings of Hashem flies over. Wings don't fly. Wind doesn't fly. Ruach Elokim. Comes the Gemara says, you know what the wind means? Wind means the Chair of Hashem, called Kisei HaKavod. The Chair of Hashem has wings. What does it mean? You remember Megillat Rut, when Rut speaks to Boaz, Boaz tells Rut, you blessed to Hashem that you came to dwell under his wings. Tarek Nafam. Also, if you know, we said, Kemal Rachamim Laneshamot. Under the wings. Under the wings. Wings means the Chair of Hashem. And the Chair of Hashem is like wings that we come under his wings. It means Hashem protects us. And the Gemara says, when people do Teshuvah, that's what it means. Hashem accepts somebody to Teshuvah. Teshuvah goes all the way up to Kisei HaKavod. It means to the wings. So it means like this. Avraham Avinu did not keep the people, so-called us, the Jewish people. Says the Gemara, you know what he did? He fished Anashim. He took away from under the wings of the Shekhinah. It means those people, Sdom never made Teshuvah, they died. Disaster. They're not going to stand in Olam Haba either. They're going to meet Chatamitim. It means He did not let people go to the under the Sof Hashem. Where is Sof Hashem? Sof Hashem is across for Bet HaMikdash Sabri in Yerushalayim. It means he did not pay people to be under the Shechina, under the chair. The punishment is your children are going to be exiled out of Eretz Israel. It means you're not going to be under the chair. As the Gemara says, if you live outside of Eretz Israel, you're not under the chair of Hashem. Actually, the Ariz says, in Eretz Israel, Hashem's name is Yud and Hei, Vav and Hei. Outside of Eretz Israel, Hashem's name is Elohim. It means you're not exactly under the chair. Maybe the Yagna, we'll see soon. This is really the dream, if you remember, of Yaakov Avinu. He was going to Laban's house. He arrived, he had a dream, the ladder goes all the way up to Kisei HaKavod. The angels came down from Kisei HaKavod and looked at him. What does it mean? You, Abraham Avinu, what you did is you did not let people be under the wings, under the chair of Hashem. Your children are going to go to exile. You're also going to be slaves. Well, this is the punishment. That's the secret. And somebody's going to ask us, why did Am Yisrael had to be in Egypt for a long time? It's because Abraham Avinu made a mistake by giving back people to the king of Sodom. By that thing, by that act, he so-called denied them to be under the wings, under the chair of Hashem. Hashem said, you know what? As a punishment, your children are not going to be under Hashem. It means more than Hashem. They're going to have to go to exile. Because if Hashem wants to punish, he doesn't send us to exile. But sending to exile means you're not under the chair of Hashem. So the person says, no. If he is not in Eretz Israel, he's not under the chair. But the Gemara says, listen, in time of Vitamin, somebody went outside and he came back from Chutzlar to Eretz Israel. He had to be sprinkled by the ashes of a cow, whatever. The secret of that thing, it means you left the chair of Hashem. As the Gemara says, that's the sin. It's a sin to live Eretz Israel because you leave the chair of Hashem. It's not because just because the earth is holy. You have to understand, if you go to Eretz Israel, you go to Yerushalayim, you look upstairs, it says this is the chair of Hashem. If you go another place, it's the Egnor still. But if you come out of Eretz Israel, you go to Eilat. It's not Eretz Israel, it means you left the chair of Hashem. And so it's a major disaster for the neshama. Because the neshama feels something inside. If the neshama is awake, is alive, the minute you step, one step out of Israel, you feel something like somebody took it out of the outlet. You're not connected. That's the secret. That's the secret of our life, you should know. Because we never finish a job in Egypt. So that's what it means, back and forth, outside of Israel. Go to Israel, outside of Israel, that's what it means. It means that you still have to go and pay the payment what Avraham Avinu did. That's what it means. That's a secret. Okay? And you have to know that Yaakov's face is engraved on the chair of Hashem and Kisei HaKavod. And what it means, Hashem engraved his face. You should know something. I won't tell you something. So, okay, so tell me something. What do you tell me? Why did Hashem engrave Yaakov's face on the shelf of Hashem? Hey, come to us, I'm going to tell you. Okay, I'll tell you what. I won't tell you. I'm going to tell you something. Yaakov is going to end up being by Laban's house. It's Parshat Vayetze. He leaves. As it means now, he's not connected to the chair. As he makes a neder, he wants to come to Eretz Yisrael. The whole thing is just thing you want to be connected. As he said, this is a place that I'm at now. Is it Bet Elokim? It's going to be Bet Elokim. Gemara says, oh, what does it mean? Look at the Shemaim. He says, Shara Shemaim. So what does it mean? I see the chair. I see my face on the chair. Okay, fine. It means you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chair. Get end up going now. Okay, now, come by Yosef. Okay. Yosef was born, 17 years old. Yaakov loves him. He looks at him. He says, boy, look at him. You don't like Yosef because he looks like you. Because Yaakov looks at him and says, oh, I see something. What do you see? I see my face. What do you mean your face? I'm on the chair, he's on the chair. Oh, yes, a connection with the chair. Oh, fine, very good. Must be that Yosef has a mission. Okay, what's the mission? We'll see in a second what's the mission. In the meantime, the Torah tells us a story that Yaakov made him a garment, and then the brother that hate him comes. Yosef says, "Listen, Abotai, Yaakov said America. Yaakov said America, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. You know, our grandfather Avraham Avinu had a vision at age 70, and be ready to be exiled from Eretz Israel and to be slaves. Let me tell you something. If you follow me, nothing can happen to you. That's the dream. That's what he tells him. I am going to save you from this decree." And they jumped on him and said, "What? You're going to be the king? You're going to be the king? What's wrong with you? But you don't understand me? Okay, 1 second. I have another dream. And the second dream is not only you bow down to me, our father, my father bowed to me. What are you telling him? What are you trying to say?" And I said, "Wait, I'll show you soon. Wait, just be patient." Yaakov heard it. Torah says, Yaakov, get it. Yaakov says, "I want to see what's going to happen." "You can see what? You're going to bow down to your son?" Yeah. That's exactly what Yaakov is waiting for. What are you waiting for? It feels like this. You know, one of the questions they say, Yom Adin HaGadol, Ibn Olam Abba, ask a question to the person: did you make your friend a king on you? Imlachta et chavercha. Can you imagine such a thing? Usually, I want to be my friend's boss. They're going to ask you, did you make your friend a boss on you? If the answer is no, the person might have difficulties to stay in Olam Haba. It can be in Gan Eden, but Gan Eden is not the destination. After Gan Eden, it's going to be Yom Adin HaGadol, first big day of judgment. Who knows who's going to survive? Who knows? But this is one of the questions they're going to ask. What's the secret behind it? A person in his lifetime, says that he has to feel all the time as a slave in order to fulfill the decree. I am the horse, my wife is the boss, it's good. That's good. You have to be a horse. The Gemara says, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, after this gezerah, they felt like the horses. Horses. Because a person has to feel as a slave to have a kapara, what Abraham did, that deny the right of part of us to be next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's part of the Gemara, but he never finished it. Yosef is the only hope that we have that we're not going to suffer so much. And that's what Yosef tells the brothers in the dreams. He said, "Listen, you come a time, soon Parshat Miketz, you see, next week, I'll show you what I meant." And then the Torah will tell you, the brothers that come down to Egypt, and they bow down to Yosef, they said, "Oh!" The Gemara says, Yosef says, let's go to Chalomot Torah, says, Yosef, remember the dream. What's wrong with him? He likes that his brother come down to him on the floor. What's wrong? So I says, "Hey, remember the dream? Shame on you." "No, not shame on me. You don't get it. By them doing it, they fulfill the decree. But the decree be a very sweet decree, because I am the king. So they get to be so-called my slaves." And then the vision of the whatever the prophecy of Avraham Avinu had with Hashem is going to be fulfilled. Chatam Sofer says somebody has a bad dream at night. He says his house got out on fire. Chatam Sofer says, "Don't ignore it. Get up in the morning, take a match, make a little fire, and burn a piece of paper." It's based on the Gemara. Based on the Gemara. Somebody has a dream about a chair, about them. You can't just wave everything. It can be if it's Dakar also, but if a dream is a very, very strict of the prophecy, just wave, you can wave it. So I make it very, very sweet. Very sweet exile. Live in America, perfect. Nothing, you're in exile, yeah. Yeah. Are you a slave? Not really. Very good life. But you should know why we are in America. It's part of the decree. And that's what exactly the Torah wants to teach you. that Hashem made the whole thing in order for us to have a sweet slavery. So then the brother said, yes, you spies. So we're not spies, we just came like this. So we have a father. And he said, oh, you're spies. One of the Chachamim said 400 years ago, Yosef does not believe his father is alive. He doesn't believe. He's going to ask soon if his father is alive, because he doesn't think his father is alive. He says, is it possible my father is alive after what you did, that I disappeared? That's why I didn't send any letters to yours, to my father. And that's because I'm sure, excuse me, that my father died because I didn't come back. He suspected you. He knew that you don't say hello to me. He suspected you 100%. And then he's going to put them in jail. You know why I'm putting them in jail? Because they have to feel like slaves. Because it's going to be soon a sweet exile. He takes them out. And then he goes. They come back. He tells Menashe, put the cup in Binyamin's bag. And Menashe runs over. And he said, what happened? He said, we look for the cup. He said, oh, he said, we're going to be slaves. Oh, good, good. To be a slave under Yosef is the best thing could have happened to you. Best thing. This is Parsha, comes the Torah and tells us the end. It says, Yosef said to the brothers, Ani Yosef, Ani, Ani Yosef, Ani. You don't get it. Ani means Kel Kamot Hashem. It means the revenge. It means very tough. Very tough entity, personality, because you have to be my slave. Not because I want you to be my slave. I don't want you to be my slave. Chas Shalom. I want you to bow down to me. I want my father to bow down to me. But this is a decree from Avraham Avinu. They had to go that way. That's what he tells them. Hashem made it. That you did it to me. I tell you why. You tried to kill me. You sent the dogs at me. You took off my garment. And I ended up in jail to be a slave. It's because I had to feel also that I'm a slave. When I felt I'm a slave, then power took me out of jail. And maybe the king, now it's your turn to be my slave in order for you to have a sweet life. Everything is your benefit, not my benefit. I am the one that helping you not to be slaves. If I would not be here, you know what I mean? You would have gone here and you would have been slaves to power. Who knows? Little I tell you, soon you see. The minute Yosef died, slavery started. Shavavim is coming. Parashat Shmot. Yaakov Mechadash Mishdash on that Yosef. He didn't know Yosef. What do you mean? What's the story is? No. There were stories. People stopped doing Brit Milah. They're not doing on the path of Yosef. Yosef is the only way we can exit, we can survive the exile. And it says, because Yosef is called foundation of Israel, is Kedushat HaRa. That's what Yaakov loved him so much. That's called Yosef is a flame. And says he is the one that can sweeten the exile. So we have Baruch Hashem a good time in America. Huh? It's because of Tzadikim in generations. They keep the holiness and the purity so high. They go, they daven, do this. Says this is like Yosef. Says as well, says this is Yosef. It's called Midratosha Yosef. You are Yosef, you are Yosef, you are Yosef. All the Jewish nation, they really under government, but they have a sweet slavery because you got to pay the bill. That's the secret. And that's the secret of this parasham. It doesn't rather, you didn't do anything. You didn't do it. It's from Hashem. Hashem wants me to be. Go tell my father how great I am. Yosef, be humble. What are you talking about? He says, no. You saw? You saw me? Not only that, the Gemara says, when he went to meet his father, Yosef borrowed the crown from Paro. And when Yaakov saw him, Yaakov bowed down to him, to Yosef, and says, because he thought it's Paro. But what's the depth of it? What's the depth? The depth that Yaakov had to bow down. Because Yosef is the only survivor that can make that decree to be easy on Israel. The Gemara comes in, the Gemara says it. It's not a lecture. The Gemara says the language. The Gemara says it in Masechet Shabbat. That Yaakov, because of the decree of Abraham, would have captured and would be a slave bringing him to Egypt with chain, with chain. Like they brought all the slaves from Africa. The same thing you should know. You know, people don't know what happened in Africa. This is the curse of Noah. Noah said that Ham is going to be a slave. Says the Gemara, Yaakov, the decree was he should end up in Egypt with chains, dragging him in a cage. But he came down like a king. Says the Gemara, says, what's the story? What is it? I won't tell you a story. They wanted to take a cow someplace. The cow doesn't want to move. What did they do? They take the cow's child, the little calf. They bring him outside, and the cow sees the calf. She comes out, and then they take the calf, they take her hair, maybe they want to take the cow. First they drag the calf, and then the cow follows the calf. So the Gemara says, really? I tell you what, the cow is Yaakov, and the calf is Yosef. Yaakov would not, he didn't want to go to Egypt, no. He knows the decree, but he's not going to go. I said, you're not going to go, you're going to go with the chain. Wait. I have mercy on you, because it's of Yosef HaTzadik. I will take Yosef down to Egypt, and you're going to end up coming to Egypt like a king. So the whole parasha is only to tell you the musar, that how much a person has to work on himself not to be a slave, and to be a slave, somebody tells you something, your wife, somebody tells you, who are you telling me? You don't understand. By you accepting rules and commands from others, you fulfill the Gezerah in an easy way. That's what the Gemara says, that Yosef told his father, I'm going to give you food. You're talking about like this to your father? What do you mean you're going to give food? You understand? It's a decree over here. My father has to feel like a slave. I am the only one that can save Israel. It says, Arno Shel Yosef, this is the power of Yosef.
Next week,
Shir, 3
o'clock sharp.
8 o'clock
next week. I'll be